Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we head out on the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in Matt Manacharian. Matt is the author of the SIS Football Rookie Handbook. It's a comprehensive scouting guide and analytics guide, if you will, for pretty much the entire draft class of 2020. Matt's a former NFL scout and at one time was an NFL scout with the New Orleans Saints. So we won't hold that against him, though. We're glad to have him visiting with us here for a few minutes. Matt, I want to get your thoughts on the loss of pro days. Is that a bigger disadvantage for the team or a bigger disadvantage for the players that don't get a chance to work out?
Yeah, I think with the pro days, and excuse me for being a former Saints scout, but maybe you get some intel behind enemy lines here. it's definitely going to be the lower round draft picks, the guys from the small schools that you're not going to get reliable testing numbers on now. Everybody's got the film already, but the reason you rely on the testing, especially when it comes to the smaller school guys, is you might not have a lot of film of a corner from a small college that played against a 4-4 wide receiver or a 4-3 wide receiver. So you might not know how he's really running there. So you rely on that a little bit. And unfortunately, with less information, it's more ambiguity. And I think ultimately it's going to hurt those guys a little bit and they'll slip through the cracks a little bit more.
Is there ever a time in history that you know of, whether it's in your career or before your time, certainly in the age of modern football, where we've ever been faced with a situation like this to where the idea of pro days was, you know, compromised or eliminated in any way?
I can't tell you that I am. I don't really know of any sort of situation like this anywhere. I mean, in my experience in the league, the closest I can think of is when they couldn't agree on the CBA in 2011, 2012, whatever that was, and they were talking about furloughs and that sort of stuff. This is just the ambiguity, us not knowing if the season's going to start on time, let alone training camps, the draft, all that kind of stuff. So I don't think there's any precedence for this at all.
In the overall scouting profile of a potential draft pick or a potential undrafted free agent, how important is the pro day workout?
Not very important at all. And, you know, the scouts that are really doing their jobs well, they're not going to mind not having those pro day numbers because they already have a beat on these guys. And to an extent, hopefully that makes the film never lies. The eye in the sky doesn't lie. And so, hopefully everybody goes back to the film a little bit more and relies on that. In general, your evaluation is mostly film, right? That's kind of the meat and the potatoes of your meal when you're talking about evaluating a prospect. It's how they played on the field. Now, then, in addition to that, you got to weigh character into there. You have to weigh injury risk into there. You know, you're going to involve the doctors into that. There's probably going to be some notion for fit. There'll be guys that fit what you guys do, and you know, maybe you're a two-gapping defensive line team, and maybe you're, you know, or maybe you just want guys that are slashers on the defensive line. That might tailor you in one direction or another, but really it's the play, it's the character, it's the injury history and the medical evaluations, and the testing numbers are just, you know, a small thing at the end that usually are more of a filter. You know, we thought this corner could play, but it turns out he actually ran 4.7. He's probably not going to be a guy that can play for us. It's usually more of a filter than it is a big piece of the pie.
Matt Manacharian, a former NFL scout, the author of the SIS Football Rookie Handbook, comprehensive scouting and analytics guide. If you're a draft junkie like I am, this is a book you're going to want to pick up. Matt will tell you a little more about that coming up later. Does the loss of a pro day hurt a guy like Tua, who's coming back from an injury, maybe more so than some other guys?
Yes, absolutely. Any players where you were looking to kind of fill out those last few boxes and check off those last few boxes, and now you don't have the opportunity to do that, the lack of a pro day and the lack of a medical recheck and all that other kind of stuff, that's going to hurt those people the most, right? We know what to expect out of Derrick Brown from Auburn. We know exactly who he is as a prospect. We've gotten all that out of the way. Isaiah Simmons, he ran 4.3 or whatever it was at the combine, you know, as a linebacker, just outrageous, you know, physical specimen. All right, we're good on him. He's not going to miss not having any sort of follow-up interviews or anything like that. But for somebody like Tua with the injury concern, or somebody that's a smaller school guy where you're looking to get some of the verification of the testing numbers, those are the guys that I think will feel it a little bit more.
This is such an unprecedented time right now in sports. From the guys that you talk to, the active scouts that are out there, or as the case is right now, not out there, what are scouting directors telling their guys to do right now?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. When I talk to my friends that are still around the league, they're kind of in the same boat as everyone else. They're mostly holed up somewhere, and really what they're trying to do is figure out how to get those numbers that they would be collecting in March at the pro days. So they're trying to find any way to get a better idea of what somebody's track numbers were. Or Inside the League is a service that helps a lot of people in the community, and they've been trying to get people together for kind of to throw together pro days wherever these scouts are located, so that, okay, this guy lives in Charlotte, let's get all the people in Charlotte that need a workout in to get a verified testing number from them. So people are kind of trying to step up and help out with things like that. But for the most part, it's like everybody else. We're looking at the film from home as opposed to being at the pro days getting all the rechecks like we would.
How will this pandemic affect the draft, in your opinion?
In terms of the draft day, or in terms of something, the draft in a larger sense?
How about preparation first?
Preparation's clearly been interrupted, but the, I guess, good news about that is any players that were preparing for a pro day, you know, if their pro day is canceled, if their training was canceled, that doesn't really matter that much anymore. Certainly everybody's got to try to stay in shape, because whenever the mini camps get started and all that kind of stuff for the players, that'll be a big deal. In terms of the teams right now, though, yeah, we talked about the pro days and some numbers and some medical evaluations that you're not going to have, the 30 visits that'll come into your organization. That's obviously not happening. So all of that kind of interrupted workflow is a thing. But then at the end of the day, it's a lot of nonsense, and there's a lot of kind of much ado about nothing in the last month before we get to the draft. So hopefully, you know, I know at Sports Info Solutions, what we're trying to do right now at this time is find ways to be more efficient and find ways, you know, where we have more resources in certain senses when we have less in others, and figure out how to make do with that to make the best decisions as we can do. So I think teams are probably going through similar processes where, okay, we can't all be in the draft room having 2 weeks of meetings for the first 2 weeks of April. But what we can do is we can distribute this much extra film. We have this much less travel time, and we can commit, you know, more resources to getting more film rechecks because we can't, we're just not going to have all these pro days.
Matt, I have joked that the NFL draft this year, it's going to be in prime time, but it's going to look a lot like the drafts that I grew up watching as a kid back in the 80s, where it's a bunch of guys in a hotel ballroom, and somebody's going to hand a card, and they'll walk it up to the commissioner, and he'll read it, and then the next team goes on the clock. What do you think draft day is going to be like?
Yeah, it's going to be not they were planning on having them come up in boats right into off the strip in Vegas. So it's certainly not going to be that. From a scout or an NFL team's perspective, honestly, you're only sending about two people to the draft anyway. You got a couple guys sitting in the big ballroom in New York or whatever the city is this year. It's Vegas. And they're basically there to turn the cards in. Everything's happening in the war rooms at home. So I think from a scouting perspective, more of the adjustment will be, you know, won't be, okay, the actual draft isn't really a thing. That doesn't really matter so much. That's going to change the TV experience more than anything. But from our perspective, it's going to be, okay, how are we actually going to figure out our draft room? You know, with the Saints, we used to have 20, 30 people in the draft room at any given time. That sounds like that's going to be a bad idea. potentially a month from now. So figuring out how teams are going to navigate that and all the communication that needs to go on, I think that'll be most of the challenge.
Matt Menacharian, he is the editor of the Sports Info Solutions Football Rookie Handbook. It's a comprehensive scouting and analytics guide. Tell folks a little bit about where they can find it at and how they can get their hands on one.
Yeah, the Football Rookie Handbook. It's available on actasports.com. That's through our publisher. So actasports.com. The SIS Football Rookie Handbook, comprehensive scouting and analytics guide. You can also find it on amazon.com. They're shipping it now. They're still shipping it, so they'll get it over to you quickly. And like we said before, it's got all of the scouting evaluations. It's got all of the analytical breakdowns, and a little bit, to keep you busy, through these slow months.
Matt Menacharian, the SIS Football Rookie Handbook. Matt, appreciate the time.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.